Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, I had quite a week this weekend. I mean, I couldn't sit here and explain it to you because you would say no way someone would be that fortunate to have a week like I had. That's right. I made the front page of the Herald Palladian newspaper, one of the most racist newspaper in the whole wide world. Fascist is here. But actually, this time it was a good thing. It was me. I had a great, just seeing my picture on the front page was exciting. It was a thrill. It don't mean I had shot somebody or somebody had shot me. It means that finally something decent. I'm surprised they put it on the front page. But it was anything they could do to make money. That's what it's all about. Also, when they had thousands and thousands and thousands of people to comment on our Benton Harbor police chief. And look, over 98% of them have recommended that he be terminated, fired, leave the city. He's a low-life scumbag anyway. But the point is, he's a whirlpool guy, undercover. Well, he ain't even undercover. He's right up front with it. You know, this is one of the few cities, small community, where you can't call the police for any reason. You end up getting shot, tasered, or beat down, or they just don't come. They like to know whether the person who needs help is black or white. Never heard that one before. But every day is something new. Every day. Every day that you live is something new as being a black person. If you've never been black, you know, especially in this white, racist white America, these Europeans are something else. I tell you, when I say European, that's exactly what they are. Ain't no such thing. They're not American. They're Europeans. That's what they have done. And they're willing to kill. They are willing to kill. You see, never in the history of mankind have you ever heard of people being killed like they are today. Even when they was hanging black folks, it wasn't as bad as it is today. They're killing people left and right. 270 people has been killed by the police this year alone. That's not even counting. 270 people has been killed by police. Wow. That is an amazing number. And they're killing, and they're going home to their family while the people in the community are mourning the death of their loved ones. Unbelievable. Well, it could have been stopped a long time ago. Black folks could have stopped it. Kill a black person. They don't fear that somebody's going to knock on their door and maybe do the same to them. They don't fear that, not from black people. They don't fear it. They should be concerned. But they're not. You see, when you go out and just murder someone, and reason unknown, you believe is okay, there's a problem with that. This Kim Potter, she had an incident back in 2019 where they killed the man. And then she told the people, that the cops that she was with, to cut their cam off. Cut them off before they went in there to kill this man. Nothing was done about it. This time, she hired a taser. I never heard no cop holler taser when they taser somebody. I never heard that before. She knew exactly what she was doing. And for them to charge her with that measly charge, that's basically nothing but a misdemeanor charge. That ain't nothing. That's nothing. That's nothing. They don't give them the maximum. They don't give them that what they call a murder in the first degree. They don't give them that. They don't give them this premeditated murder. I would say that that Derek Chauvin, I believe he had this idea of what he wanted to do, but he got the opportunity to do it. But it's all around us. It's all around us. Everywhere you go, you can't even go places without them being shot. Even in Honolulu, they just hit a shooting. And as the police released a body cam footage showing, also deployed a stun gun first on a black man, then fatally shot him to death in Honolulu, Tennessee. Friday, also involved in high school shooting that's left one student dead. See, we got to realize this. None of us are free until all of us are free. We are living in a mess. This is a mess. We have to stand up and fight together. There's strength in numbers. And this is what they don't want. That's why you have so many sellouts in the black community, because they don't want you to come together. And long as they got you being a sellout, they got enough sellouts, they can basically do whatever they want to do. And that's what they've been doing. You see, here in the city of Benton Harbor, we're paying the police officers here for nothing. They don't do nothing. When I say they're the worst, all they do is sit behind buildings, hiding from any incident until their eight-hour shift is over. Then they go back to the station like they've been working all day. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But the community accepts it. When the community accepts stuff like this, this is what goes on. When the community accepts when a police officer kills somebody, and here's another thing. Don't be shocked if that thing turned out to be a hung jury. Don't be shocked. White folks stick with white folks, even when they do wrong. They will stand up and stand up. I mean, I went to trial this last time. There was absolutely no evidence against me, none. But the all-white jury found me guilty. Thank God that I'm going to deal with that. Yeah. It was on the front page of the Herald Plateau. They didn't say nothing great, but they just had, you know, but we have to do something. We have to do something. See, we got to move self out the way and think about our children. We're going to lose another generation because they're going to continue to kill. See, these cops, these are cop killers. These are killers. These are murderers, these cops nowadays. And I don't want to hear that stuff that just a few bad apples. If you know that your cop, that you with a cop and he's doing wrong, and you say nothing, you're a bad apple too. Just like this lady Kim Potter told the two officers to cut your cams off. Cut your cams off. Cut them off now. She was a bad apple in 2019. She was a bad apple in 2018. She was a bad apple in 2017. She was a bad apple in 2016. She was a bad apple in 2010. Now, how all of a sudden she's supposed to be a good apple? She made a mistake, and the news is eating it up. She made no mistake. You would not make a mistake like that. That's too crucial. You took a man's life. And it should be a life for a life. Some of you people, you're going to have to man up. Only way I can see this stuff going to stop when things change. And we're going to have to change it. They're not going to change. Why should they change? They like the way things are right now. They love it. You go out and kill a black man, you most of the time you're not going to even get arrested. They said only 11 people have been convicted of murdering a black person or a person of color. 11. I don't know whether it's true or false because I don't keep up with. Normally, they don't get convicted. Even with Zimmerman. Think about that for a second. There's no way in this world that guy should have got off. No way. But we allow him to get away. They're all around us. You can go in the store, and a white person shoots you, and he said he feared for his life. It's going to be justifiable homicide. That's how they operate. And they all work together against you. See, my black brothers and sisters, we are going to have to learn to work together, come together, and stop all this nonsense. You see, it's going to get worse unless we make it better. We are going to have to get out here and do something. Because we're being surrounded right now. There's no such thing as justice for a black person. No such thing. No matter what happened, you would never get justice. Not in this lifetime. Let's just hope and pray our children be able to get justice some kind of way. Because all they're doing is spinning you. That's what they're doing. They know there's a problem, but why address the problem until it comes to your front door? Even black folks. They don't want to do nothing, most of them, because they don't believe it happened to them. They do not believe that a police officer will shoot and kill them, especially if they got a few dollars. But they will kill you and think nothing of it and get away with it and go home to their family and keep their job unless we stand up and fight back. We can win. We're warriors. We must stop killing each other, though. We got to stop killing each other. And we better start saving those bullets. It's crucial that we save the bullets because they're not going to sell us no bullets when all hell breaks loose. So get your act together, folks. And the police department, let's figure out a way how we don't have to pay these police officers no more. None of them. Stop saying it's just a few bad apples. No. There's a few good apples somewhere, but we don't know nothing about it. And let me say about this COVID-19. I was listening to a video. Well, Pfizer supposed to be holding Argentina hostage. They want them to put up their army in case something should happen. Pfizer take control of Argentina army. And if they don't do it, they're not going to get the vaccine. Wow. Look it up on the internet. They talking about it. When I got wind of that, it blew my mind. And it said if anybody died from the vaccine, the government of Argentina had to pay for it. On that note, I got to bring in my good friend from sunny California, the one and only. There's not two. There's only one Malak. There's only one Malak in this whole wide world. My man, my guy, the real deal, Malak. Talk to me.
Shalom, Pastor Pinkney. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Man, I'm blessed. I got Brother Jerome with me today.
All right, Jerome.
Shalom.
All right, Brother Jerome. Shalom. It's going down then.
It's going down.
It's going down today.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. See, a lot of times people don't quite understand this stuff. Well, we got to get our heads together and get ourselves prepared, you know, and do stuff, man. Do stuff together, stand together, fight together, and look, and move ourselves out the way and think about the future of our children, that next generation. See, that's where we got to build. We got to make it strong. We got to make it strong so they can withstand all this stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right.
All right, well, talk to me today then. Tell me what you want me to hear out of your mouth today.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about vaccines. You know, we getting hoodwinked. A lot of our people getting hoodwinked, right? And what they're doing is they're trying to convince us that we need to put something in our arm, and people not even doing any kind of research to find out what it is. On a Moderna website that Anthony Fauci created, right, he admitted that the vaccine is an injectable operating system. Are y'all hearing me? It is an injectable operating system. The nanoproducts that they put in is like baby robots, right? And we're going to read today what's actually in the vaccine. They're using all these big words, and they're not telling you the definition to get right to it, right? But they're going to put a real big word up just to say this little bitty thing that you don't want to hear that's in these vaccines, right? And remember, with us being the children of Israel, our whole existence is under attack because of the people that we are, right? And so they're attacking us because we are the children of Israel. This is the only reason why we're getting shot down in the streets. This is the only reason why we're trying to get vaccinated. They want to vaccinate us so we won't be able to have the power that the Most High is about to instill on all of us in the last days. Because it's about to be a war between good and evil, right? So the righteous is starting to stand up. And they want to keep these law, statutes, and commandments, and they're going to have to fight against this wicked world, right? So they don't want this to happen, and they know how close they are right now, so they're trying to vaccinate like crazy, right? So I'm going to have Elder Jerome read what the word is that they say it is, and then we're going to read the definition. So we're going to read it real quick. Let's see what it says.
Okay, so here's a list of what the vaccines contain. Phenoxyethanol, which is antifreeze. Aluminum, which is a neurotoxin. It causes multiple sclerosis, ALS, Alzheimer's, and a host of other things. Fetal bovine serum. Formaldehyde.
Wait. They didn't hear what that was. Read that that one you just said one more time. Your phone has
Fetal bovine serum, which is aborted cow's blood.
Aborted cow's blood. Go ahead.
Formaldehyde, and we've known for years that causes cancer. Got gelatin from animal, which is probably swine, pork, and has human albumin, in other words, human blood in it. It has mononatrium, L-glutamate. This causes obesity and diabetes. It has an element called MRC5 cellular, which is dead tissue from aborted fetus.
All right, now this one is really crazy because this aborted baby, right? This is aborted Caucasian baby, and the baby was 14 days old. Like they get real specific on how old the baby was, right? So the baby has to be 14 days old, and he has to be a Caucasian, and then all of a sudden he's in the vaccine. Now, that would be weird to me, but let's keep going.
Yep, so it has neomycin, which is an antibioticum, polymycin. It has polysorbate 80, which causes cancer, and it's an emulsifier that opens up the blood-brain barrier so that the aluminum nanoparticles that are in this vaccine can get in. It has calcium chloride, which is used, it's used in certain types of injections that turn out to be pretty deadly. It has calcium phosphate, which is liquid fertilizer. It has natrium borax, which is borax, and that's a product that they use to control cockroaches. It has natrium citrate, which is a food additive. It has natrium hydroxide, which is very corrosive to living cells. It has natrium phosphate, which is, again, poisonous for cells. It has, additionally, it has natrium phosphate monobasic. It's a monohydrate that's poisonous for cells. It has sorbitol. It has streptomycin. It has yeast protein, which is a fungus. It has urea, which is metabolic waste products from human urine, along with a host of other chemicals.
Did you hear that, Pastor Pinkett?
Wow.
They got human pee in the vaccine.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. And here's another thing that I'm thinking about. A vaccine is something that you're supposed to get. You get a shot, and it lasts your lifetime. You see, but
right.
Here
mm-hmm.
they talking now it lasts in 6 months to a year. Every year you got to get a booster or something. That concerns me in reference to that. Because I know how difficult this thing is, but I see Pfizer here in Kalamazoo, they're making billions and trillions. They're going to make $1 trillion off this because it's all over the world. Look, I read earlier, look up Argentina. They wanted to take over Argentina army. They wanted them to put up the army as collateral for the shots that they're going to distribute because they said that they didn't have the money to actually finance that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They want the whole world to do it. They want the whole world to do it, but they trying not to make it mandatory because this is basically when you put your arm out there and you take this shot, this is free. You got to do this in free will. You know what I'm saying? Because you are a test dummy, basically. You are a test dummy. This is an operational system like a computer, right? So they'll be able to program you, find out what's going on, kill you when they want to. It's that deep. This is how far technology has went. It has went to a whole nother thing. So what the government don't want to force nobody to do it because they know that a lot of people is going to die, right? It's already people dying like crazy, and they're not saying nothing about it, right? I don't know on your side, but a lot of people that's been taking this vaccine, they've been dying, and the only way we know about it is Instagram and Facebook because it's not going public. And they be like, hey, man, you know, this person just died, and they, like DMX, they just came out that DMX just took the vaccine. He died. Who was the boxer? What was his name? The boxer just died. wasn't that Hagler?
Marvin Hagler.
Yeah, Marvin Hagler just took the vaccine. He died. Right now, these are just public figures, but a lot of people that's taking these vaccines are dying, right? And like you said last week, now they want you to come back 6 months later and do it again and again and again. Now, remember, what they want to do is they want to try to condense the people that's in this world, right? They want to get rid of a lot of people. These little nanotechnology that they have is going to go through your whole body and read to them what's wrong with you, how old you are. Are you good for this world? Like, you putting too much in their hands. They are becoming God. When you allow them to put that in your body and able to program you and kill you at will when they want to, it's no way that we should be throwing our arm out there without doing any evidence or doing any investigation on what we putting in our body. Our bodies are the temple of the Most High God. He said if you destroy your temple, he will destroy you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why are we allowing these people to it's a deadly cold going around that can be fixed with natural herbs that the Most High gave us, right? But you're gonna you so afraid you're gonna allow these people to put some poison in your arm that could kill you a few months later. Like this is just outrageous. I don't know if y'all know about Cesar Bozier, right? But Cesar Bozier is the white guy that's on the picture that claims to be Jesus. Now in real life, his name is Cesar Bozier. Now Christ is real. But that man that they put up on a picture is not him. This dude was the first one that designed poison to kill you at a certain amount of time. He didn't want to kill you right away. He had a poison that would kill you 6 months later, 4 months later. He had it so precise, he would kill you whenever he wanted to. But at the time that you take this poison, he going around trying to take down your whole kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Like he'll go have dinner with one of the kings of the opposite, one of his rival kings, and they'll eat, and then he know that this king is gonna die in this amount of time, and he'll start taking over his whole kingdom. And they still using the same strategy right now, right? So they like you take the vaccine, but if you die 4 months later, they be like, that wasn't the vaccine. You died 4 months later. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And so this is why we can't put ourselves in these kind of situations. We have to get smarter. We have to think bigger. We have to educate ourselves on stuff that we do. So that's why, as you see, we went through each word, and it broke down everything. All of those things is things that we are not supposed to have in our bodies.
Especially
if you read the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I don't want no cow blood, human pee, and a 14-year-old Caucasian white boy in my blood, right?
Mm.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to change your DNA. Your DNA is so important right now. This is how you're going to be. This is how you are one of the children of Israel. They're trying to take that away from you. You are one of the children of Israel through your blood. It's a bloodline. And they taking that away by giving you that vaccine.
Mm.
And that's how serious it is.
Wow. Well, we know it's very, very serious. And here's the thing, too, that got me more than anything else. I hear people talking about, you have nothing to lose by taking it. And stuff like that. People are dying. People are dying with it and without it. So, you know, my thing is this. You know, long as I'm gonna keep an eye on myself. I'm gonna take care of myself, and I'm gonna do everything within my power to make sure I don't get that man-made virus that they got circulating. So we have to do what we need to do. But what really got me when I heard about Argentina and Pfizer, and they want to take over their army.
Yeah.
Now that to me that's gigantic.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now listen to this scripture. This is Psalms 91, and this is for the people who really believe in the Most High. If you don't believe in the Most High, go get the vaccine, and follow the government, follow them, and let them save you, right? But we already know if we are Bible, if we have any connection to the Bible, we read it, we know in the end times that these things was going to happen. He always predicted that it would happen, right? Now it says, Psalms 91, verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Most High, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. We not trusted in no man upon this earth. Can't nobody save us. The only person that can save us is the Most High. He says, surely he will deliver you from the snare and the fowls and the the noisome and the pestilence, right? All of this right here is diseases that's going to be in the world, these plagues that's going to be in the world. He said, he shall cover you with his wings, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler, right? So if you don't believe that, then you're not going to make it to the end times. Like, Christ is looking for the people who truly believe and have faith that we don't need man to save us. We need the Most High to save us, right? They got a soul. They didn't put all this stuff on TV, and they didn't program our minds to be so terrified that we running to put poison in our arms. It's the greatest trick of all time. We're dealing with diabolical Dr. Jekyll and Hyde kind of people. You know what I'm saying? They try to take us down.
Well, remember this. Most people don't read no way. Believe what these devils are saying. They believe it. If they say it,
man, if you hear how people, man, if you hear how people is programmed, I got to go get the vaccine right now. They said on the news that we have to go get it. I'm like, if they tell you to walk off a bridge, you're going to go walk off the bridge?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on here? Are you guys even trying to find out what they put in your arm? Man, I'm telling you, man, what we just read, I don't know about you, but I don't want none. I don't even want to touch that stuff, let alone put it in my bloodstream.
Absolutely. And you know, I agree with that 100%. But you know what? We have to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do. A lot of people can't do what they're supposed to do. They don't want to wear a mask. They don't want to do nothing. Well, how do you feel about people wearing masks?
I mean, it's good for us to wear a mask, I mean, to a certain extent, because, I mean, with us breathing in, the air that we pushing out is not healthy for us, right? But if you feel like somebody got a disease and you don't want to catch it, I will say wear that mask. But if you working all day, 8 hours, and they telling you to have that mask on all day, you better find another job. Because it's gonna end up killing you in the long run. Because the Most High made our bodies to push out the bad and then suck in good. But you pushing out the bad and then putting the bad right back in, you ain't gonna make it.
But one of the things that I do believe in the mask. I believe that if I'm not gonna get that shot, I'm gonna get a mask. That's for sure. And I'm gonna wear a mask just to protect myself. I'm going, you know, regardless of what it is, and if you come around me, you're going to have a mask on. I'm not letting nobody come around me unless they have a mask on.
And I totally agree with that. That's a good thing to do. And have that social distancing, because they might have a virus, and then, like, older people, it's harder for them to fight the virus off. You know what I mean? So you got to protect yourself, because we in those days right now, you know. But you got the Hebrews over here. You know, we got you. If anything happens, you call us. We're going to hook you up and make sure you're going to be straight. And that's anybody that's on the phone call. You know, we here for you. You know what I'm saying? This is we in the trenches trying to make sure that our people is safe in every aspect and everything that we do. You know, whatever this world throw at us, the Most High going to give us what we need to get out of it every single time. So
absolutely.
We here right now. Right now, we're at Leimert Park fighting against gentrification, because they coming over here and they're trying to push all of our people out of the city. And we have like a little community where, you know, all of our people come and they buy and sell and everything, and they trying with everything that they have to push these people out of here. And what they did was they, remember how you were saying, just because you black don't mean nothing, you know what I'm saying? Because they might end up being an enemy too. So they got the people, they got other black people to come and join in with them to push everybody out. So that's why we up here fighting against that right now.
And another thing, they get these pastors to join hands with them against the people to brainwash their congregation and everything else. You know, they give them a few dollars underneath the table, and they're willing to do anything. They'll sell their mama out. You know, not all of them, but you got some that will. And believe me, they would do it for a few dollars. They don't give them a lot of money now. They just give them a little chump change and buy them lunch, and they're all happy.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And so that's what we over here doing. We pushing, we getting revealed who the people that look like us that's against us here. So it's being revealed now, and we starting to know who the people are. And now it's just we just got to fight harder because they trying to push everybody out. But the Hebrews, man, we got some big plans, man. We about to start fighting back. We're trying to get ourselves in a position where we can start buying, because we got to get into the buying category, because that's how they pushing us out, because they buying everything. So we're trying to get into that market too, and we finna start buying stuff so we can. You ain't about to push us out like that.
Absolutely, and they buying it for like pennies on the dollar. You see, they have the money, they're connected, and they're allowing this to happen. See, we have to stand together and say no. You see, until we're able to do that, it's going to continue just like that. Gentrification is big money. It's big dealing, and it's designed to drive you completely out of the community.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what it's designed for. But you know why they're running towards us, right? Because, you know, all these natural disasters that's going on right now is happening to the white people that's on the outskirts. Now, we live in the city, so we not getting none of that fire, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Most High is tearing them up. Especially out here in California, because the fires is burning their houses down, and then the rain come, and then here come a mudslide killing some more of them. So they super scared. So they running back. They trying to be around us. They like, you know what, let's take this back, and let's move them out there where we was at, right? And so that's the fight that we got going on right now.
So they want y'all to be part of them little forest fires and all this kind of stuff. Because in the city, y'all don't have that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
They
admitted on the news that this was some supernatural fire, because the fire, they said that it was coming down from the sky, and it was so hot that it was melting down steel. It was melting down barbecue pits, and it was on. And then, like when it went through, it didn't burn everything. It was just burning the houses, trees, and stuff. Still good on this side and that side, but that mug just went through there like some supernatural stuff. So they are super scared right now, and they're coming out here, and they were like, "We're gonna take back over Compton and Hawthorne and L.A. and they just coming full blast."
My understanding is that they gentrifying Compton. You know, and that was matter of fact, you was born in Compton, weren't you?
call it Western Michigan. I wasn't born there, but I was raised there. I've been in Compton ever since I was 5 years old. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, was a trip though. I went to New York probably like about 2-3 years ago, and I was on 125th Street, and that's Harlem. Man, they had white people living in the projects. I couldn't believe it.
Well, you know, that whole area is gentrified. That whole area, there's no such thing as Harlem no more. Harlem is not Harlem. They done gentrified all that stuff. So they got them projects looking like condominiums and costing $3,000 for a one-room, bedroom apartment. You talking about $5,000, $6,000 for two bedrooms a month. Yeah, I mean, that is unheard of in Harlem. And that was the real ghetto. You know, that was ghetto before they even came up with the word ghetto.
Exactly.
Wow, that is really, really gigantic. Well, look, you know, you got a couple of more minutes. Tell us what you want us to know, and tell us what we need to know. And hey, anytime that you know that you still want to talk about that covert or anything else, you know, don't hesitate to come on, because you always got a spot on this radio show.
All right. Well, I would just like to thank you for having me, and, you know, on the show and giving us a voice so we can try to save as many people as we can. Because a lot of people know a lot of the stuff that we're saying is actually saving people's lives. You know what I mean? So I'm just honored by the Most High that He uses me in that, and uses you also as well, Pastor Pinckney, because somebody got to stand up and be the voice. And I know you are fearless, and so am I, right? And so somebody got to stand up and say no. Somebody got to stand up and say this ain't right. And somebody got to stand up and fight against all wickedness. And that's what the Most High has called me and you to do. So I just want to thank the Most High, you know, just for creating us and a spirit in us that's fearless, that can go out here and do the things that people want to do but just can't. So I appreciate everything that you do. And I love everybody that's listening right now, and I just want everybody to educate themselves. Know that you are a Hebrew Israelite. You are from the royal bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and don't let nobody take that from you.
Amen. Amen. And let me say this too, you know, because I think it's crucial to educate the people. And look, and they could, whatever that, you know, they could put that, do with that information any way they want. See, you did your job today. You told them what it was all about. And I like to tell people. But what they do with that information is on them. I don't, you know, my job is just to tell them and put it out there and move on. You got to move on.
That's
it. And you have people who go, oh, no, because do it. But, hey, each his own. What I like to do is educate the people and let them make the choice. I'm not going to get mad at you because you went and got the shot. I ain't going to get mad at you because it's your life. That's on you.
Yeah.
You know, but my job is to give you the information. That's all I can do is give you the information. And what you do with that is on you. But my brother, hey, love you. Get a wife a big hug from me. And get a baby give her a squeeze. Tell her to rub and say, hey, and Jerome, you take care of yourself, man. Really appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right now. All right, it's going down. Stay safe out there, because it's going to get worse before it get better. All right now. It's going down. My brothers. Hey, I just got some more people voting on how to get rid of this cheaper police here in the city. It's up in the thousands. Matter of fact, I can't even count how many people have sent a reply voting yes and no. And it's like 98% of the people that have sent emails or in this chat room, all of them said get rid of his salary butt. But I agree with you 100%, but we got to find someone to take his place that's going to do the right thing. So that is crucial. But we're doing great, having fun. And those of you who can go on the internet, go to the Herald Palladium newspaper, and you'll see a picture of me on the front page of the newspaper. And read the story, because I got something for them. On that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend from Detroit, the one and only. There's not two of her. There's only one, Marcina Cole. Marcina Cole, talk to me.
How you doing, Reverend Pinkney?
I'm glad you're on the front page.
Huh?
Front page. They got a nice picture of me on the front page. It's a decent picture, too.
That's all right. I got to take a look at that, Reverend Pinkney. But anyway, I don't have much time. I just wanted to give a quick update.
I just don't have much time.
I didn't know. I thought she closed up at 6 o'clock. But I just want to say this. You know, I took in the information, good information. We do know making of vaccines, they do have those chemicals, formaldehyde. They even got that stuff in the hair products and everything else, and urea and all that. That's good information that he passed on to the listeners today, your friend from California. But I just want to give an update with this COVID. This is real. This is a worldwide pandemic. It's a plague. It has killed millions across the world. And while when it came down to vaccines worldwide, a lot of chemical corporations had made up various ones like Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and so on. It's more than that across world, and then there were side effects, and some people, they said, had died being vaccinated, and they're doing a study on that. But nevertheless, I, too, had taken the vaccination, and I did not have any serious side effects. Millions in this in the United States have taken the vaccination. We had the choice of Moderna and Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson was one vaccine. Moderna and Pfizer were two. So I had to take one in 1 month, and then 30 days later, take the second one. The second one made my arm a little sore, but I had no fever or anything like that. So it's introducing antibodies in your body when you get the injection, so you might have a little fever or whatever to protect you from. It takes a while after the second shot to be fully vaccinated from the Moderna or Pfizer. Johnson & Johnson, it has been a pause. The CDC had paused because there was been reported there were some people who had blood clots. And so I don't know how many. It was a small percentage, but when it comes down to it, they have to look and say, hey, this is a serious side effect. And they're doing research on their claim made by next week, CDC. They'll get the answer to whether they continue with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to people. No one wants to have blood clots. And there have been over 5,000 fully vaccinated people who actually caught the COVID-19, whether they had it prior to them getting the injection of the vaccination. I don't know. All that. I don't have the information. Keep in mind that FDA, they did not approve the Moderna and the Pfizer here in the United States. It was only for emergency purposes. So with the things that's going on now, if there is some serious side effects, this is all, you know, written down and studied to find out what's happening. And there is a 6-month, they're not sure how long this vaccine is going to last on each individual. It is just emergency purposes right now. Because of the people worldwide, we must understand this is a global pandemic that's taking people out across the world. World death, we got over 3 million people have died worldwide. 140 million cases. So we just could not just sit and not do anything when it's taking the population across the world. You know, man-made, I feel it's airborne or whatever. We know it's here. And it's been running rampant in the United States because of Donald Trump's ineffectiveness and saying it was a hoax and saying it was a flu and all these crazy theories was out here. In the meantime, more than the Caucasians, we were dying at an alarming rate, and the indigenous people also were dying at an alarming rate last year, 2020, January, February, March, April, May. People walk around with COVID-19, didn't even know about it because of Trump saying it wasn't here. It was, it'll go away. Just dismiss the fact. In the meantime, folks is doing what they normally do, talking to folks up in their face, not washing their hands, not doing social distancing. So we can go on and on and on, doing their sports, kids going to school, touching their faces, and everything else. Stuff spread in the United States rapidly, and the word was out, it was affecting just elderly people. Well, guess what? That's wrong, because we got the kids out here. We got the state of Michigan that was upsurge right now as we speak, and the children are dying, you know, from COVID-19. So all that about the older people, that was misinformation. So we got a lot of misinformation out here. We had to do our research, and that's good to hear folks doing their research, telling folks of what's going on, what's in the vaccine. That's very good information. I have information to let people know the reality is COVID-19 is still here. We don't have a whole lot
to it. And it's getting worse, man. It's getting worse.
Reverend Phoenix, the hospital in the state of Beaumont Hospital, they up to the fullest capacity. Because, you know, some folks, I talked to some people, said, hey, you know, my relative was turned down. They didn't want him to come up in there. And I wasn't even talking to a person of color. It just got that bad where they were turning folks down when they were sick. Of symptoms of COVID-19, and they found that they had it when they went somewhere else. Beaumont was turning folks down. And then you go to these hospitals, you can get a staph infection while they treating you with the COVID-19. So we got a lot of stuff that's going on that's causing death to many people. A lot of, you know, of variables of what's happening. You know, you get sick and die in the hospital, you come for one thing, and then when you leave the hospital, you got something else that's going to take you out. That's in your bloodstream, you see. So, nevertheless, the fight is, you know, continues with our survival when it comes down COVID-19. I'll just say in the state of Michigan, the COVID cases is 867,000.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely
mm-hmm.
17,000 in the United States. 31.6 million. And, you know, we can go with these figures. We know it's more than what they say. So a lot of people ain't counted. Some people have, you know, can't speak English, and they're being forgotten, and they're sick and dying where they live at. You know, we got deaths of 566,000, and I know it's way more than that in the entire United States.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we don't have under control because you got folks. You know, let their guard down. They walking and talking and partying and all that. You know, in my neighborhood now, they got a little party going on. It's all good outside and celebration. I just look quickly and see no mask, whatever. Now practice social distance. You can know the folks that give you COVID. You know what I mean? So, you know, but we gotta protect ourselves and wear the mask. Whatever decision you make about you're not, that is your choice. You know, it's not upon yourself. Hey, you know, you're not forced to, as far as I know, you're not forced to take the vaccine as far as various jobs. And I'm hearing that they saying, well, certain jobs say you got to have the vaccine. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know I have choice, or some other folks have choice. I have children that don't want the vaccination. That's their choice. Friends of mine might not want that. That is their choice. But something has to protect us. If we feel like it's a small protection, if it's just a short term, 6 months, whatever, it better not have none at all, particularly when you have pre-existing conditions and being a senior citizen. And now, like you said, the young folks is getting it. Now the young folks is rushing to get vaccinated now. You know, they said 2 to 4 year old, they say the first, they don't need to have to wear a mask. No, they wearing a mask now. They have to wear a mask. So it's been lax because we know they politicized the COVID-19 across the United States, you know, between the Democrats and Republicans. Hey, it's about saving lives. Anybody got time for that? You know, y'all arguing about not wearing a mask, and then the governor in this state is a Democrat, and, you know, she won a mandate about wearing masks. But you see people are confused. You know, you go to restaurants, and you still got folks coming in the place, even though you're doing a carryout. They, you know, they ain't wearing a mask. They sitting inside there and all that. They just confused because we don't have an order. We need a lockdown to say, hey, we ain't got together. We got the kids doing sports outside, and that we talking about contact sports. We got some kids and already went back to school. So they putting the children at risk and the teachers, the staff at risk. And don't forget the workers in the hospital at risk, because when the person gets sick, where they go? Most cases, they going straight to the emergency room. And then we got a big problem. Everybody's folks up in there. So they don't understand because they won't do their part and wash their hands and get tested if you feel that you got picked up the COVID-19 virus, to do something. Track where you've been to let others know, hey, get yourself checked. But if you don't do it and you don't care, because it's all about you and all this narcissistic behavior, we would never have this virus under control, Reverend Pinkney. You know, but must understand that the coronavirus, like I mentioned before, that the FDA did not approve the vaccination.
That's true.
They did not approve it. And for only emergency purposes, that still stands as right now. And so they don't know what's, you know, the going on. They, you know, reported symptoms, the fever, the chills, the muscle aches, and things of that sort, headaches or whatever. So they get these reports. So now that's in Johnson with the blood clot, AstraZeneca. That's abroad in the UK and, you know, of the other countries as well, or worldwide. They had some months ago, there was a problem with blood clots. They don't talk
absolutely,
about that too much.
Absolutely.
And
hey, listen, let me ask you a question, since we only got a couple of more minutes. Chauvin's going to get a he's going to be convicted, or they going to, or what?
You know what? Let me tell you something. I ain't seen us get justice killing black folks. I ain't seen it at all. But I have seen and witnessed about when it came down allegedly that a black man had killed a cop or whatever, get the death penalty, get 50 years, never see daylight, or whatever. No, we won't get justice, and I believe they're going to do the same thing they've done with the other cops. Release them, get a short prison term. Second manslaughter, all this trash is not going to cut it. And then bring it with a person who gets murdered by the police, what they'll bring up some past history, or they did drugs, or, you know, whatever, sometimes, you know, it was all their fault that this man take his foot in on his neck when he's crying for help and can't breathe, and the other cop looking and ain't doing nothing because they got this, you know, hey, they gonna lock in, you know, I'm with my coworker. I can't intervene to save this man's life. They all should be arrested. You want to know the truth? Because they failed to
absolutely
do their duty.
But you know, this is their problem. They know there's no real penalty for killing a black person. You see,
no,
if they thought for a moment, look,
if they thought for one moment that that George Floyd family was going to be knocking on his door, a lot of times these cops wouldn't be killing these black folks. They know that these black folks scared of cops, and they ain't going to do nothing. But a lot of times, you know, you got to change the narrative around. You know, and I don't believe in violence. You know, I'm against violence 100%. But something has to be done. If things
something
don't get done, it's George Floyd and all these other people. They had two more shootings just recently. Police killing Tennessee and even Honolulu. I mean, who would believe Honolulu was killing folks?
And Illinois,
yeah.
Little boy, 12, 13.
Right. You got
and
all
they
this
murdered
going
him.
On. So you know, it's all right to kill folks and get away with it as long as you're white. You know, when you know, and you know that ain't right. So, but they
ain't right, Reverend
Pinkney.
And let me say this right quick. Not only the police has killed the black folks, but we got the white supremacist folks out here, you know, got their guns out there and they killing folks and they get away with it too. They don't get shot by the police when they come on the scene with mass murder, serial killers. They didn't kill folks or more folks, and they could protect them after they didn't kill some folks. And they still alive, you know what I mean? Unless they kill themselves. So we got a lot. We'll talk about that next Sunday when it comes down to the gun violence.
If you go on the internet, and check out some of these confrontations that white people have with the police, you'd be shocked. It's a lot of them.
It's not shocked.
One or two. And you know, one case I was watching, this guy took the cop billy club,
revolver.
Beat him and the female cop, stole his car, and ran away, and he got away, and they didn't kill him, shoot him or nothing. Another one on the highway.
They do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah. I see it with my own way. They don't drag white folks out the car. They make us get out when they stop us at traffic stop. But we got to do more than
the law says you don't have to get out your car.
Right. Now if you black, they said we were born black, but you don't want to die because of you black.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So that's the word out right now. You know, anytime you killing babies, unarmed babies, boys, and nothing happens to them, you know, the police, they have an option to say, okay, I quit. I'm going to do early retirement. Or you got that kind of option and you just murdered somebody, a black person, don't matter what color. But the point is, we're the victims of this with upsurge of police killing black folks. They ain't never stopped. They didn't kill thousands of. And by the way, the government don't record the police officers when they murder us. We have to, as citizens, have to record. And how are we going to record so many of them? They don't record it, Reverend Pinkney. The FBI,
oh, yeah, I know that.
They don't record it. Keep a record of it, of how many black folks they didn't kill. The law enforcement, it ain't just the police, but the FBI and all them folks.
Absolutely. Listen, we ran out of time. Yeah,
okay.
I just want everybody to know that you still can email me about terminating this police officer, Dennis McGinnis, Daniel McGinnis here in Benton Harbor. So, you know, if you email me, I will count your vote, and we're going to keep it moving. Right now we got so many that I can't even keep up with them. But I want everybody to at least tune in, and it shows also that people are listening to the show, which I really, really like. And let's keep it moving. And I'm telling you, it's thousands and thousands. It's just so many that I tell you, it's off the chain. But on that note, I got to say goodnight to all. Next week, same time, same station. I'm going to have Ms. Chapman back next week, and we're going to get the real story from Ms. Chapman because she really got some good information. On that note, good night, everybody.
Good night.